This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I see, Sam, that Adam Gase said today that he gave you a little bit of a pep talk and a vote of confidence. And here's your coach's quote. I just keep thinking he's 23. None of this can be easy. He's a guy that did so much good in college and won a lot of football games. Things haven't always gone as smoothly as everyone always hopes when they get to the NFL. And he says, you have no blame in this at all. And he put it squarely on the offensive line, which allowed 6 sacks. What did that mean to hear your coach say that?
No, I mean, for me, it's, you know, I don't use anything as an excuse. You know, I think I have to do a lot better job of just going out there and I got to play better. You know, I can't have that, you know, at the end of the first half, I can't have that silly turnover. One of my worst plays of the season, just in terms of decision making and just where we were in the game. We got to come away, whether it's three points or 6 points there, we got to come away with points at the end of the half. And, you know, I think overall there were a couple decisions that I made where, you know, I wish I had back. But, you know, we looked at the tape today. We learned from it. And, you know, we got a tough team in Kansas City that we, you know, got to go play. And we're excited for the opportunity.
Sam, where's your confidence right now?
I always got confidence. I mean, you know, I always believe in myself and believe in this team. You know, I think for us, we just got to put together a really good week of practice, and you know that's where it starts. But I think it, again, you know, I feel like a broken record saying this, you know, every single week it seems like, but we gotta, you know, we gotta allow that to translate to Sundays. And you know, I think, yeah, we gotta take practice because we've been executing in practice, we've been doing everything right. We just gotta do it that way on Sundays.
Sam, the first couple of possessions, it looked like the offense was crisp, everything was going on, you take a 10-0 lead. How do you explain the second? I can't wrap my mind around 4 total yards offensively in the second half. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Bills made some adjustments, and we didn't adjust to their adjustments the right way. And you know, I think what they were doing, you know, they looked at us and said, all right, we're just going to play, you know, man-to-man and, you know, see if you guys can beat us. And so for us, I feel like they took the runaway. You know, they really just suffocated the box. And, you know, for us, we got to do a better job of, you know, adjusting to that. And, you know, we got to, you know, I got to play better. I got to, you know, throw more accurately and on time and anticipate a little bit better. And the line's got to block better. Receivers got to get open. And, you know, everyone's just got to play better. And we looked at the tape, learned from it. And, you know, for us coming into today, you know, that's all we could do. And, you know, I felt like guys did learn today and they got better from it.
Sam, does that adjustment come at the half or does that come like during the course of the second half? And how do you make those adjustments?
No, I think, you know, when I say adjustments, I look at it as, you know, us as players adjusting to it because, you know, there's always going to be, you know, different ways you can run a play against man or zone and against a certain pressure and a certain look. And so when we get the certain look and, you know, we find out, okay, it's man, you know, or this is the pressure they're bringing, there's always different ways you can block it. So for us, it's just as players, we got to, you know, understand that that's happening and we got to go execute. You know, it's as simple as that.
I liked what I saw of Denzel Mims. First game, I thought he looked okay. What do you think?
Yeah. Denzel, I thought he played well. Obviously, there's some stuff that, you know, he needs to clean up and he knows that. But, you know, I thought he played really well. A couple tough contested catches for us, which, you know, is what he brings. You know, he's a big dude who can go up and make plays. You know, and, you know, we look forward to him doing that in the future.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Loggins took over the play calling for Gase. How does that affect you during the game? Is there any difference for you?
No, there's no difference, besides the voice, which I heard all week in practice. So, that wasn't a big adjustment at all. I think as players, it's just, it's the same thing. It's going out there and executing the plays that are called.
Now, I know, you have confidence in yourself. You haven't gotten this far without believing that you're a great player, but a team as a whole, Sam, you guys don't have a win. People are saying that they're going to go 0-16. How does the team not splinter and start to wonder, are we good enough to win a game?
No, I mean, everyone in the locker room believes in themselves, and they believe in each other. And, that's really all we need, because, quite frankly, whatever anyone else thinks, it doesn't matter.
Right.
All that matters is what the organization believes, what the people in the locker room believe. And so we're going to keep it that way. And we got really great guys in the locker room, who when we were down 1-7, we came back, we had, we were 7-9 to end the season. We went on a little stretch there of being 6-2. So, obviously that's not good enough. This beginning, of the season hasn't been good enough, but, I know that guys can, step up and make plays. And we're a good football team. We really believe in that. We just got to go show it, when the time comes.
Are you prepared down the stretch here if things continue to get ugly, Sam? You're not stupid. The conversation is going to get louder about losses, draft picks, Trevor Lawrence, et cetera. What do you do to sort of just stay focused on the task at hand and ignore that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, you just take it one week at a time. For me, I haven't batted an eye. Obviously we're not playing well enough, and we got a lot, to correct. We corrected a lot today, and we just take it one day at a time. I take it one day at a time, one week at a time, and when we do that, it's hard to hear the outside noise. For us, we're just worried about getting a win, and that's really it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're 0-7, looking for your first win, but you had the ball with a chance to tie late. Are there moral victories? Can you take something from being that competitive against the game, against a team you were an underdog against?
I mean, we don't. Yeah, I mean, you could, but at the end of the day, we lost. That's really the only thing that happened there. I mean, you can look at it and say, hey, we were in it, we had a chance at the end, but. Yeah, I mean, a loss is a loss. There's no difference between this and, getting blown out, to me, at least. So, we looked at the tape today, and again, like I said, we learned from it, and, we moved on, and we're on to Kansas City.
Sam, final thing, in marriages, sometimes people sue for lack of support. And, we look at you, and you've had different offensive coordinators and different coaches, and the skill position players have not been of the top level around you. Do you feel that you have the proper support to even be successful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe in my teammates, my coaches. And that's just it. Again, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. We believe in each other, and, we know that we have enough to go win football games. Like I said, we just got to go do it.
Sam, thank you. Good luck against the Chiefs.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.